Welcome to the Danzan Voice, the podcast of the Danzan Ryu Jiu-Jitsu homepage, www.danzan.com. I'm your host, George Arrington. Esoteric Principles of Judo, Part 3, The Meaning of Some Noted Verses. In this third installment of the Esoteric Principles series, I would like to look at several of the so-called noted verses. We will also explore some, though certainly not all, of their meanings. These verses are short snippets of wisdom distributed as literary punctuations throughout the document and are designed to emphasize a particular idea. Let's look at the first. One of the most meaningful passages found in Professor Okazaki's Mokoroku, or catalog scroll, is the passage that reads in Japanese as follows. Do chu se ari, se chu do ari. In the Esoteric Principles article that was published in Black Belt Magazine, this passage was written as follows. Quote, within constant motion and change, there is tranquility, and within tranquility, there is motion and change. End quote. Now, this translation was further amplified in my 1996 book, Mokuroku and Kaiden Sho, in the following way. Quote, be restful amidst motion, and have motion ready in calmness. End quote. I begin with this verse because it evidently was very important to Professor Okazaki. I make this assumption because this verse was prominently displayed in a large, framed calligraphy in the front of the Kodenkan Dojo. The calligraphy read in Japanese style from right to left, quote, Do Chu Se, or motion within calm. In the Mokuroku, Okazaki explains it further by saying that this verse can be understood in both directions. He writes, quote, Do chu se ari, se chu do ari. The word ari here is a shortened form of the Japanese verb arimasu, which means to have, and it refers to people having something as opposed to animals or other things having something. One meaning that we could derive from this is that we should be calm during combat, relying on our abilities rather than fear to handle the situation. Reading it in the opposite direction, we can take this, that we should always be ready for any encounter that may suddenly arise, and, as stated above, handle it with a calm mind. The next verse we'll look at is rather interesting in some ways and confusing to many practitioners. The verse from the Esoteric Principles document goes as follows. For the lotus flower to fall is to rise to the surface. Now, like many people, I like a good mystery. In 1994, I set out to understand the original translations of the Esoteric Principles, and this led to my 1996 book on the translation of the Mokuroku. As my sources, I had two representative scrolls from which I believed that I could find all of the verses. This assumption was not correct when it came to the lotus flower verse. Nowhere in the 1938 Estes scroll, nor in the 1941 Bizek scroll, was this verse found. Having this dilemma, I sought out assistance from the Danzan Ryu community. Thankfully, Professor Tom Jenkins, through Professor Tom Ball, of the AJJF, provided me with a section of the 1939 scroll of Ray Law that included the passage. The passage in Japanese reads, Chiru toki ga ukabu toki naru ren ya, which translates to an inquiry thus, doesn't the lotus float when it's scattered? Here the verb chiru means to be scattered as leaves, or can also mean distributed, as in test papers are distributed or passed out in a classroom. I might also add that the ya at the end is a question mark that is an emphatic question mark. To find the deep meaning of this passage, we look at the context. Professor Okazaki was, for most of his life, a practicing Buddhist. One of the key phrases found in Buddhist philosophy is this verse. Like a lotus flower that grows out of the mud and blossoms above the muddy water surface, we can rise above our defilements and sufferings of life. This description of the lotus's journey from the mud underneath the water to the surface of the pond is an allusion to man's quest for enlightenment. Next, we come to a verse that is readily understandable, but its origin is a bit of a stumper. The verse goes like this: "Like a drawing in India ink of the whispering of winds in the pines, the secrets of judo can only be suggested." In the scrolls that I examined during the writing of the book, I was constantly on the lookout for the term India ink. I didn't find it. Further, no one that I discussed this with did either. Now, I may be off base here with this, but I think this verse may have been an addition that did not directly come from the scrolls. Note to DZR community, I would welcome anyone to disprove the aforementioned assertion. What I do believe is that the author of the Black Belt magazine article took some poetic license in order to emphasize this passage from the Mokuroku. It is said of jujitsu that it would require 10 years of practice to win victory over oneself and 20 years to win victory over others. This is a true, albeit somewhat conservative, estimate of the time necessary for the process of self-discovery. Finally, let's look at this one. The boughs that bear most hang lowest. Now, this is a great lesson for anyone who takes up the practice of jujitsu or any other important endeavor for that matter. The quote as written in the Esoteric Principles is actually attributed to the 18th century actor and playwright David Garrick. The quote from the Okazaki scroll says this: "Minoru hodo tama no hikuki inoho kana." And this literally means, as an ear of rice gets ripe, it bends its head further and further. Professor Okazaki also adds this: "As is said in this proverb, as one attains his skill more and more, he should not forget the virtue of modesty." In the next and final installment of this series, we will hear some final thoughts from the Mokuroku of Professor Okazaki, and we will see how they apply to today's practice of jujitsu. Before I close this podcast, I want to say a few words about someone we recently lost from our Danzanru community. Bob Belzer, the father of Steve and Mike Belzer, passed away on November 29, 2006, while he was on a cruise with his wife. Bob was a key driving force behind the scenes at the famous Penmar Judo Kai of Professor Jim Marcinkus. He also was responsible for bringing Danzanru to the Northern Virginia area in the late 1960s. It was here that I met Bob and first trained in DZR with him and with his sons. In addition to his contributions to the dissemination of Danzanru, Bob was responsible for several areas related to our national defense, including the high-level mathematics of gaming and simulation, and key components of stealth technology. He will be sorely missed. If you have any questions or comments regarding the Danzan voice, you can send them to voice@danzan.com. You may also leave comments at iTunes. This is George Arrington. Thank you for listening.